Welcome to Boonhead Weekly, where James's breath always smells like
sweet, sweet Grippos. And if you don't know what Grippos is, talk to Laurel Hightower.
Grippos is.
Which, you know, that recants my statement of never being tired of James, because if I had to smell Grippo breath, I would leave the room, because I just the smell of Grippos makes me sick.
But you've eaten so many over the years with me.
Usually when I'm drinking.
Yes, but Grippos are delicious sober.
No, I can't get into it, guys. I just can't.
I don't know that I knew this, James.
I mean, in all fairness,
Did you know he didn't like Grippos?
I would be upset about it, but if he doesn't eat them, that leaves more for me when you buy them and I eat them at your house.
We recorded that one episode at your house where you were drunk off your ass.
Fuck down.
You were drunk off your ass taking a knife to your table, and James had a whole box.
He was eating them,
and I wouldn't touch them.
I don't remember. I remember the box. I remember drinking. I don't remember the episode. People ask me questions.
I can't remember the episode either. I think it was one of our Halloween editions, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, because I think you started with the Darth Vader mask on, Joe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then I just slowly picked up those box of Grippos and let nature take its sweet, sweet.
I don't know that I've had a ton of Grippos since I've had my surgery. Maybe that's something that should be my birthday gift to myself.
It is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I should go buy that big ass box of Grippos. I can't eat as many as I used to. Of course, this is a win for James.
Yeah. Everything's coming up, James.
Everything's coming up, James.
I mean, including my blood sugar, my cholesterol levels, but they're all on the way up.
Yeah, but no, Chad, I didn't know that. I swear to God, I didn't know that. Because I always thought that was like, oh yeah, all of the boneheads love barbecue Grippos. It's our favorite.
I don't like barbecue chips at all, actually.
Well, they're really not barbecue, Chad. They're hard as fuck.
But they taste like barbecue, which is why I don't like them. And they're greasy.
I don't know that
they're too greasy.
That's what makes them delicious. All right, James.
How about these barbecue cheese nibs they have? Do you like them? Have you tried them?
No, but if they're barbecue flavored, I'd probably hate them.
They're just a spicy cheese flavor. They say barbecue because they think everything Grippos has to be
barbecue. The thing is that barbecue Grippos really taste nothing like a regular, like if you bought a bag of Lay's barbecue potato chips, they taste nothing like that. That tastes like a barbecue potato chip. What's your favorite chip, Chad?
Oh, gosh. Jeez.
Cool Ranch Doritos?
Horseradish?
Horseradish?
First off.
Prime rib.
That offends me because you know my feelings towards ranch.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought I knew you, motherfucker. I thought I knew you. And then we get down this Grippos barbecue hole, and I've lost my way.
If you had to tell me to pick a chip, I like the more unique flavors, honestly, but my go-to is always Doritos. Nacho cheese Doritos.
I really like Cheetos.
Cheetos are my second.
Yeah,
crunchy or the puff? What are we talking about?
Oh, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy. Yeah,
the ones that look like a little hobbit cane.
I agree. No, the puffs. You know,
I didn't know where he was going with this.
I heard
that about you. I don't
that my kids like puffs?
I just don't like the texture of biting into them, and
I can't continuously eat them like I can the regular Cheetos. I could eat a whole bag if my stomach would allow me to eat.
I do like taking the puffs and putting them in my mouth, putting them under my lips to pretend I'm Rocky.
Yeah, because they just slowly dissolve.
Is that something you do in the bedroom?
Not with anybody else there, but sure, yeah.
Well, that's the reason why she ain't pregnant.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
I think it does.
I think we need to have
you
a talk.
You would think he
recording.
Was Travis Tritt strutting his way down to Georgia with cheese puffs in his, with cheesy poofs in his lips.
I do remember one time with
at
the
band
cheese
camp.
No, this is when I was a kid. This was when I was a kid. I had the cheese puffs and I put them all in my mouth. I put a bunch in my mouth and then recreated Bill Murray's scene from Little Shop of Horrors. That was fun. It didn't actually work out that well because, you know, that was cotton and cheese puffs aren't.
No.
So in the Baghdad Elementary, you weren't that popular.
We all know the answer to that. I was never popular. Non-entity.
You may be more popular now than you ever have been in your life.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see how I'm popular at all still.
People in the Baghdad, by the way, though, he is now like the third or fourth most popular person in Baghdad Elementary.
I thought you were going to say he's the fourth most popular bonehead. No. I swear to God, I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
I wouldn't do that to Spot. Spot ain't been on an episode in a decade, but he's still up there.
Is he in my house or your house?
Your house. I gave him back to you.
Okay, I don't know where he's at.
I always had him on the shelf over here so I could protect him, but then I gave him back to you, his rightful owner, and you threw him to the wolves. Him. Was not.
We still haven't told the people our topic yet, even though.
No, but I was. You know what? For once, I was having a good time.
I was too.
Well, as is my job, let me put an end to that.
Hey, I'm not wearing a solid black shirt this week. I've changed it up.
By the way,
okay, but this one has writing on it.
At the time of, but we
and
should
if you
know,
could read it, that would mean something to you.
Yeah, that's true. If you're listening, it says live long and suck it.
And we also should note, too, that as we're recording this, in a few hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes, it will officially be Joe's oldest fuck day.
Oh, yeah. It's
oldest fuck day or old
no,
as
old,
fuck?
Old as fuck day.
Because those are two totally different things, my friend. Yeah.
Is it?
Oldest fuck? I am the oldest bonehead.
By about 30 years.
That's not accurate at all. We're all in our 40s, but yes, I am the oldest bonehead.
No, I am very nubile.
I don't think that
means what you think it means. Yeah, I agree with James.
I know I don't know. I'm saying it in the wrong context.
I've got really bad joke for that, but once again, the other
I know, yeah, don't do that. Don't do it.
Boat me off the island. God, I'm not allowed to be me anywhere.
Well,
so,
you are.
Yeah, I'll
there's
be
one
There's
one place you can be yourself. It's if we send you back to prison.
That's true. So,
feel free when this gets posted, by the way, put in the comments, happy birthday, Joe, and go fuck yourself. Please.
It's fine. At least I get it. I did get a birthday present today, and early, my first one.
Ooh.
It was a bottle of Knob Creek.
Oh.
I would like to thank Danny Graham and David Lynch. I don't know why I couldn't.
I would love to. Dave Newhart's last name.
I will give you a little hint. I will not have yours till Friday because there's a reason.
I will give you all a hint. I am just happy to be here. I am happy to be in a little bit better state of mind. Last year was a little rough. Well, okay. Nobody really cares. I'm being serious. So I should probably stop being serious and go on with the show. Fuck you all. Thank you very much.
James.
So tonight's episode, what are we, 35 minutes in? Anyway, tonight's episode.
There are 318 episodes in.
And still having that to a topic. No. So, gentlemen, our topic for tonight is...
Holy shit, this will probably be either episode 318 or 319. I was just guessing. I didn't realize until I clicked it. I'm correct. Yes.
Tonight's topic, gentlemen, is characters that have became so present in our society, not just in a culture, but in a society, that they are everywhere. And let me give you an example to kind of kick us off. Because this topic came to my mind because of you people. And I'm talking about Chad and Joe. More so Joe, actually. Let me give you this example. So an example that I think most of us can agree to is Superman. You can never touch a comic book and you know who Superman is. He's mentioned in music. He's mentioned. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. He is a character. He is part of our culture. You don't even have to watch a Superman movie. If you somehow avoided comics and movies and everything else, you're going to hear about him in music. If you avoided music, he's on stamp. He's everywhere. So he's became part of our culture. And the reason I thought about this is it dawned on me that we may be at a time when there's a new type of character, there's a newer character that I think may be heading that way, because I have never seen this character anywhere. But I'm surrounded by people that talk about this character, not just you all, because I originally was exposed to this character because of you all. But then now I'm a member of a Geek Dads group. I'm a member of these other organizations and all this stuff.
Oh,
and it's ever,
I'm so precious.
Everywhere. No, it wasn't a stressful invite process. Hey, do you want to join? Yeah, I guess I could join. All right, you're in. Anyway, it's Bluey. I can't get away from that. I never watched a whole episode. I've seen clips or bits and pieces hanging out with, you know, your son.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, but I've never watched the whole, but literally it's, oh, I like.
It's because you have kids.
Before, but I, my kids have never, I mean, it's, my kids are past, but it's, I literally have people going, oh, the Bluey video game's out. We've got to go get the Bluey video game. And it's me just walking down the sidewalk here in Bluey, Bluey, Bluey. And so that's what made me think about this topic is we probably should do an episode about these characters that, I mean, again, I know people that have never picked up a comic book, but if you go, oh, Superman, you don't, they don't go, oh, can you explain that to me? They just know. It's built into our society to know who Superman is, even if you don't read comics or watch movies or do any of that. And so I thought this would be a good topic where we could throw out who are some of these figures that are so present in different forms of media that they've almost seeped into the very fabric of our society.
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit before, especially when we were talking about, and if you don't mind me giving my example, Bluey's really good about it. I agree with you. Another one, man, it's just true with a lot of pop culture, though. But Bluey is a really good example. But another one that people just know because they just know they've never seen the movie. But we've talked about this before, is Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just know it. My kid knows that that's Frankenstein, but he has never seen a Frankenstein movie. I taught him that, but I don't remember teaching. I mean, we've talked about it now, but he knew about it. He's 6 and a half. He knew about it 2 years. Do your all's kids know about what?
No, yeah.
But Chad, have your girls watched Frankenstein?
No. No. Well, if you count young Frankenstein.
Right. And I guess he has watched Hotel Transylvania.
Well, they watched Hotel Transylvania, and my kids love Young Frankenstein, which made me so happy.
Yeah, I know. He's black and white, and I'm having this whole argument. My child's really disappointing me. I'm thinking about taking him back to the orphanage because I'm trying to show him a black and white. It's black and white. I don't want to watch it. Oh, you're no son of mine. No son of mine, as I say this to him with his full proton pack.
I was so happy that
clearly not my child.
Both kids like black and white movies, and my oldest daughter is really into foreign films. She loves foreign films, and I'm
into
so
foreigners,
happy.
Dude. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I might get a free airplane ticket out of that.
Yeah, when you have to bring over, forget it. Go ahead, James.
My kids love detective films. Like, they've gotten really into it. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. I love that. That's perfect. But I agree. I think you're right, Joe. That's another one. Frankenstein's monster. That
we've talked about it on here. I can't remember which episode, but the visage,
the Karloffian presentation.
All right, yeah, the James Whale, that people know
Bolt
what that
neck,
is.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just permeates through the culture.
I would bet that there are people who dress like Frankenstein for Halloween and have never seen the movie.
I 100%, 100%. Just like, but it's so true with so many things. And please, this is not on topic, but we've had this discussion many times, and we've had this discussion in my basement during football, because football is kind of, the NFL is kind of the only sport I watch, and we usually have people over for the Super Bowl and other stuff. And this year it was Taylor Swift. I have nothing against Taylor Swift. There's a couple of songs I like. That being said, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift and don't give two shits about Taylor Swift. I like a couple of songs. Past that, couldn't care less who she's sleeping with, couldn't care less who her boyfriend is. And it's one of those things of, why do I know Travis and Jason Kelsey? Why is that even in my head? I don't even go looking for it, and I know. So is it similar, you guys, do you think, of how this happens?
Yeah, it's honestly through coverage of on television and film and other media, where like with Frankenstein,
but they call it Frankenstein. Technically, once again, a geek has to walk out and go, that's like Frankenstein's actually not about. It's Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein is the doctor. The book's about the doctor.
And I gave up on that years ago. So I just, when I talk to people, I just say Frankenstein, and just to keep the conversation, just not to have that, you know, there's no reason to be that person.
And there's always that classic comeback too. Knowledge is knowing that Frankenstein was the doctor, not the monster. Wisdom is knowing that the doctor is the monster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good quote. Also, James is sick and tired of arguing about that Star Wars movie with the whales. No, all right, fine.
It's a good movie.
funny in my head.
Happy Life Day to you all. Anyway,
all I got to say is maybe
I like actually parts of the Star Wars.
I like that movie, but at the same time, maybe I shouldn't judge because I watched Leonard Part 6 last night and actually enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
You and Bill Cosby's accountant both enjoyed that film.
Is it on Tubi?
Yeah, it's on Tubi.
I need to go back and check it out. I mean, when he jumps out with that ostrich.
As a friend
of mine would say, chef's kiss.
That was so perfect. It made my day. Even though, technically, we're not supposed to be talking about him.
And the special effect looks so shitty in the 80s, the optical, because clearly that ostrich is so glaringly transparent, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does it still look like that?
No, they've cleaned it up.
Have they really?
Yeah, it looked fine. It looked
fine. Who invested money in that? Who literally?
You could see that you know how the optical, because there's always, and especially, and the good way to break this down is the snow fighter scene in Star Wars, because the opticals had to go over it and they could only get it so much, and you could still kind of see through
the
original print. So you could see, I always remember that in my head as a kid. Yeah. So, okay, well, there you go. Who's going first? Did we go first?
I did Superman, you just went first. Superman as an example.
And I went Frankenstein, so it's Chad.
So Chad, go. Yeah.
My first pick is one whose the character's name has literally become its own word. Like, it was a person, but now you say this person's name as a word.
Fishface. Because Ebony. Right now, if you're watching this on YouTube, Chad's name is Fishface. That's what he's calling himself this week. Yep.
No, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a good one, because I bet there's a ton of people who've never even read the damn book.
Read the book. I mean, maybe that I don't. There may be some people who have never seen a version of A Christmas Carol.
That one's a little harder to believe.
I agree. But when you say the term Scrooge, you know what people, everybody knows what you're referring to.
Yeah, and I was about to say I would agree with you, Chad, because again, we have to realize, of course, there's a ton of people that are part of non-Christian faith. They may not have seen it. That may have been something that was even withheld from them or something like that. So, but you're right. If you hear the term Scrooge, people aren't like, well, now what does that mean?
Yeah, it's somebody who is not willing to share, who are greedy, who only care about themselves.
You're right. And that's one of the rare characters that's like that. I mean, you have to be a certain type of person that if I'm like, oh, you're a total Bartleby the Scrivener, very few people are going to go, oh, I know exactly what you mean, right? But you're right. Scrooge is that.
I would prefer not to.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't. I'd prefer you not to as well. there's three people laughing. Two of them are on this show.
Yep, that's pretty much, and two of the three are two. Only two of the three are laughing.
But no, you're right. I think that is a good one, because it's became its own thing. And what's funny is when you say that, even though that's been played by different actors, it's obviously been performed by different people, even read by different people, audiobooks. But there's a certain imagery that comes with that, right?
Yeah.
I always picture, you get the hat, always a hat, right? And so, yeah, there's definitely a something about that name that it transcends everything else. Yeah. I agree. You're right.
Yeah, and I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, with it's the same with Frankenstein. People know Frankenstein. They don't know Mary Shelley. And the same thing with people know Scrooge. But I'm sure there's a huge chunk of the population who don't know the name Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they... still probably Dickensian is probably not a word those people are familiar with, but it's just one of those,
which is the proof of that power of that word. That's a very Dickensian thing that people don't remember the creator. Quick to the workhouses.
I know it's not my turn, but as I'm sitting here looking stuff up, and I'd like to do mine a little differently. Do you mind if I interject? There's a ton of horror film characters that people remember that I don't think they've seen the movie. It doesn't stop at Frankenstein. I think Frankenstein is the most recognizable.
Yeah.
But people know who Freddy and Jason and Michael are, and I don't know that they've seen the movies.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I want to... I will argue that there might be a chunk of the population who doesn't know who Freddy Krueger is, other than the glove, maybe.
I think they know the face and the glove. I think the face and the glove. I do. I have a hard time. Once again, he's my kid, but he knows who that is. But once again, he's my kid, so it's a bad example. But there's just a ton of those leather that they'll know that that's something.
My whole thing is, with those characters, you are going to run into people who go, "Oh, it's the guy with the hockey mask, the guy with the chainsaw, the guy with the glove." You know,
I think they know Freddy. I think they know Jason Freddy.
I think there's a chunk of the population who don't.
Really,
but I could be wrong. Joe, Let me do this real quick. Go out into the street and do a survey.
Let me do this real quick. Religious types mostly. Yeah. That's a Homer Simpson line, by the way. There are some people, religious types mostly, who are offended by that.
I think the average person would go, "Oh, Freddy Krueger." Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I know it wasn't my spot, but I thought it was a good way to segue into there's a ton of them in horror.
Well, and so that's the question then. So we had Superman, you did Frankenstein.
And by the way, it doesn't stop at Superman. I think there's a lot of people with all superheroes.
And I've got one that I think goes against this, which was going to be my next one. But let me interject this here then, because I think we've all named things. These are paragons of certain mentalities, right? You have paragon of greed is Scrooge. That's why that word means greed, right? To be a Scrooge is to be greedy and uncaring. And so it's a paragon. Superman is, of course, a paragon of, goodness, right? Without getting religious, he's more or less an angel.
I don't know that that's still the same. I would make an argument that 30, 40 years, 50 years ago, that was more than it is now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think now to keep up with taste, you had to make him a little more complicated. But I think Frankenstein's a paragon too, though, because Frankenstein is, to me, he's probably the best sympathetic monster.
Because he had no control. He had no control over his creation.
Right.
Yeah.
Like us. That makes what makes him most human. The three of us had no control over the creation of us.
I did not pick my genetics or.
Yeah. And we didn't make our mom and dad do the. Have the sex.
No. I mean, I don't think I did. Maybe I have powers that I forgot about.
Maybe you went back in time. Maybe we're going to do this. Maybe it's going to happen tomorrow.
It could. I don't see it, but I did just tell a friend of the show, Loyal Hightower, to build a time machine and go back and join the Spin Doctors. And if you're not following us on social media, I'm never going to tell you why. So it seems like these are paragons then. Chad, did you have anything else before I name my next one that just said would go against this? I've got one that I don't think is a paragon in the way that he's portrayed, but I think now he has officially crossed into those. If you've never played the game, if you've never went to the movie, you still know movies, I should say. It's Mario.
Yep, he was on my list. He was going to be my number three.
Mario is, as a character, because he's in everything in early Nintendo. He's in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out as a referee. He's in
Donkey Kong.
Yes. He's everywhere in these early games. So if you played any game that came through Nintendo, he was at least a background character. But now it's to the point, people that don't play the game saw the movie. Or they at least know, I hear people that don't even game say things, basically quoting Mario Kart, right? It's a me, it's Mario, I'm gonna win. You have Pedro Pascal mocking Mario Kart on Saturday Night Live, and people still got the joke that don't play games, right? It's basically mocking this entire idea of making. So I think Mario has crossed over. Because Joe, you're not much of a gamer, but...
I'm not an entire gamer. Of course, I'm of a certain age that I had the 8-bit Nintendo and played the shit ton of Super Mario Brothers as a kid. But I don't know that I really played Donkey Kong on Atari or in the game. So I actually, until you brought it up, I was like, oh yeah, shit. Yeah, he's in that. I just don't remember or put it in my head, or it's just not
Yeah, it's I don't have Donkey here. Kong. I had the ripoff of Donkey Kong. I had Popeye.
Yeah, which is a ripoff. Yeah, you're right.
Is it really? I have no
Oh yeah,
idea.
Yeah. But instead of Donkey Kong, it's Bluto. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's totally different. See, it's not ba 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 da ba ba. It's ba 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 da ba ba ba. That's an obscure ass joke. Sorry.
No.
Who's
no.
up next?
That's or, you.
No.
Nope.
Oh, I just went. I went. I was. I mine was talking about horror movie characters.
Yeah, oh. but I went Superman. You did Frankenstein. Chad did.
I'm still racking my brain trying to think of some other ones because all the ones I'm coming up with are horror. So go feel free, Chad.
Oh, I will say it in 5 words that people say wrong, but he is still an icon for people who haven't even seen the movie. Luke, I am your father.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Darth Vader is definitely that. Yeah.
Yeah. Darth Vader, people have not seen Star Wars. They know Darth Vader. They say the phrase, Luke, I am not your father, even though that isn't that technically not the actual wording he says in the movie.
Yeah, Ben, it's Ben never told you the truth about your father.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and also people go around going,
we don't.
Is he going to do it? Did you do a voice?
No, I just did the.
Yeah, it edited out. We're not getting the breathing sound.
We're not getting it in the breathing. It's oh, cutting seriously. It all out. You can't hear any of it.
Yeah.
So the audio people are like, why is there a pause?
Stupid Zoom.
I would say no, your microphone's doing its job and editing out interference. It's just your breath was interfering.
Let's try it now.
There we go.
I had
noise suppression turned off.
Okay. Here's the reason why I don't pick it. And it may very well be because I don't know that I'm the same level of Star Wars. I don't know. I'm just getting older. My taste changed a little bit. I still love Star Wars, but I still meet people who go, I don't know. They know the visage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they don't know the name.
But they know the character. They can see. Then they know.
It. But I feel like that's not just Vader. It's three characters. And this is what I was going through in my mind. It's funny you brought it up, dude, because seriously, it was what was going through my mind about 10 minutes ago when I was trying to pick my second one, is that they know three. They know Vader, 3PO, and R2. Yep. They may not know their names, but I don't think it's just Vader.
Have you really ran into somebody who doesn't know the name Darth Vader?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I had a stop. I've never, no clue.
But of course, again, I'm not the social butterfly that you all are. So,
oh yeah, I'm well known for my social butterflyness. Getting covered in all that social pollen and whatnot.
So, not that most bonehead fans don't know this, but I'm the outgoing one. I will say that not only have I met people who don't know it, I have met
so much so that it's coming out of his nose.
No idea. Huh?
I said you're so outgoing that it's coming out of your nose. Oh.
So. It's just part of, I agree with you, kind of, but to me, it breaks down to those three.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe you could add Chewbacca to that.
You probably could add Chewbacca to it. Yeah. And they want, definitely no people won't know Chewie's name.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked at the amount of people I meet have never seen it.
Yeah.
I am not surprised by that. Cause I mean, just science fiction is not everybody's cup of tea.
But they've never seen any. I don't know how you've not seen, especially with Disney buying it and the more of the movies the last few years and this cartoons. And it's shocking to me the people who have, I shouldn't say shocking. It's not shocking, but it still surprises me every once in a while when people go, and I always steal this line from, why don't you go see a Star Wars? Yeah. And it's from Arrested Development, but I do meet people like, I don't know what that is. My dad wouldn't know what it is, and he raised me. I doubt that he can name any of that.
Huh.
Well, technically, he was my dad. I don't know about the raising. Yeah. I'm giving him a hard time, but I don't. He couldn't name any of that shit, Chad.
No,
and his second wife couldn't.
Well, I was going to say, actually, I think that's fair because so maybe this is the point we should make,
too.
That's
how you get Joe.
I think this is perhaps the point we should make then, right? Because I think that's the difference. Like, my father introduced me to Star Trek.
Yeah.
I love Star Trek. My father regretted introducing me to Star Trek because to him it was entertainment. It was disposable. Everything. Movies were something you watched so you didn't have to think. So the fact that my father...
And then he'd forget he ever watched it again if he watched it again.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be like, oh, wait, no, I've seen this one before. And I'd be like, oh, do you want to turn it up? No, I'm going to watch it again. I mean, yeah. I watched the same John Wayne movie 400 times. It would be like, no, wait, is this the one with Rock Hudson or the one with Lee Marvin? I mean, it's – and so – and I think that may be part of it too then is that – so I think maybe that's one of the reasons that drove me to this topic for us to talk about is – for my father to remember something, it had to be embedded. It had to be. So here's another, I may be going out of order, but here's another one. Mickey Mouse.
By the way, you're not going out of order. It's your turn.
Well, Mickey. So let me tell you why Mickey Mouse and why I will argue Mickey Mouse is this character. Mickey Mouse hit a lull in the 80s, right? There was no new cartoons. There were little specials now and then. When my wife and I, before we had kids, we took her younger sisters, who are significantly younger, half sisters, younger than her. The next one is 16 years old, so they were little, or, you know, appropriate age for a big, oh my God, this is amazing Disney. And I can remember being at the parade, and they knew Mickey Mouse was Disney, but there was never, like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse wasn't out yet. There was none. But when Mickey came out, it was jaws on the floor, right? It was, oh my God, that's Mickey. But then, even they said, I don't know why I know him. And I mean, we're talking about 6 to 8 year old.
Yeah, he does permeate culture.
He permeates culture. But there was, if you think about it, there was that period in the '80s where Disney, you had Little Mermaid, but there were no Mickey cartoons rolling out, right?
There wasn't a ton. A lot of it was mainly reruns, especially in the '80s. Yeah. They had the Disney Channel. Of course, we had a satellite with the legal Disney Channel. And that's basically my introduction. And I was never a huge Disney person. There's only three or four. I actually appreciate them a little bit more now watching them with my kid, some of the older ones, than I did as a kid. I would have much rather watched Looney Tunes.
Oh, no, I was about to say Bugs Bunny would be the other one, right?
Yeah.
And Bugs
Which
Bunny
my kid really seems to not get at all. I don't understand it.
Bugs Bunny was always it was funnier. It was more adult. And that's probably why my father was much happier watching it. Like, my dad never thought anything Mickey did was funny, but Bugs Bunny's funny.
Yeah. No, well, actually, the newer Mickey cartoons are probably funnier than the older ones.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Edgy.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that they're edgy, but they're much, they're more humorous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's stuff that I quote from the newer ones. The not to get into a spoiler here, but there's an episode of one of the newer, and I say newer, it's probably 7 years old now. But where Goofy's grandmother has to stay with Mickey because Goofy's doing something. Absolutely. And I literally do it to my kids all the time now, where I'll just be in the kitchen and I have to say something like, I'm fixing to make myself a sandwich. And I don't know why, but I do. But no, so I think that's, and I would include Bugs Bunny in that as well, right? These classic cartoon characters, even though Bugs Bunny, I mean, every blue moon, they try to reboot it. They do a Space Jam. They do a whatever. But he's part of the culture.
But unfortunately, it's not the same. And Warner Brothers has never given its due, has never handled it correctly.
No.
And it just does not hit like Mickey Mouse does on everyone else. I can't tell you. I don't disagree with anything you said.
No.
Bugs Bunny doesn't hit across the culture like Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's because
Mickey Mouse is milquetoast is why.
Well, but also he's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, actually an episode of James is talking about this. There is an actual it's not that episode, but it's the same series that James is talking about, this version, and it's funny that you say milquetoast because Goofy says, "You come from the happiest place on earth. You can't," it's him trying to tell a scary story and he can't. "You're milquetoast, blah 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 blah." And milquetoast is what he starts out with. And he goes on, Chad, you would like this one. You may want to check it out if you've not seen it, for 45 seconds.
Huh. Yeah, about how he's unoffensive.
You're so bland. You're more vanilla. There's nothing to you.
Yeah, and it's Goofy. Kind of funny. It's coming from Goofy. It comes which from makes Goofy. Which makes it that much better. But yeah, and I think that's it. So I think that's the thing, though. Again, it's like I said with Superman, he stamps, he's everywhere. And it's the same thing with Mickey Mouse. There have been Mickey Mouse stamps. There's a theme park you can go to see Mickey. You can turn on your TV. Oh, you've got a young child. Hey, there's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever, racers or whatever. They always have something. So they target everybody, right? Yeah. I mean, there's stuff that I can watch as an adult that is still funny to me. But there's also, you know, my kids can watch the preschool Mickey, whatever that is right now. I don't know what it is, but it used to be Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I was just thinking Chucky's another one. People will know what Chucky is and never seen a Child's Play movie.
I disagree with that. Because if you can't get, but the people know Darth Vader more than they know Chucky.
They do. But I'm not saying that they don't know the visit. I'm telling you, I've met people who didn't know Darth Vader's name, and I'm not saying they don't know Chucky, but people who have never seen a Child's Play movie know what that little redheaded doll is, Chucky.
Well, because he pops up other places. Again, maybe that's the answer. It's because how, like, Ready Player One has that entire scene, and my children have never seen a Child's Play movie.
Mine hasn't never either. Have.
But they totally remember that
it's
scene.
It's fucking Chucky!
Yep.
That's the line from Ready Player One. It's fucking Chucky.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's it. I think, because, you know, another thing I was thinking about with this gentleman is that I would love to tell you a Star Trek example. Closest is probably Spock, but even then, I think
Spock is it. I think you're right. I think Spock would be it.
Because of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the ears, too. It's the hair and the ears.
And for people who are listening to us, I just did the live long and prosper sign.
As opposed to the lesser known die young in a cardboard box. They don't throw this one up much, but we need to popularize it.
You know, James,
the hard part is getting your two fingers together.
That's fascinating.
I can't do it.
No, look at that. No training whatsoever.
Want to point out that this is some of our folks just listen to us.
I know.
But no. If you just listen to us,
your fingers in things.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're just listening to us, my elbow is on the back of my head right now. It's impressive, but you have to watch it to see it.
And by the way, in order for me to do the live long and prosper, that is like a month of me taping my fingers together because I couldn't do it.
I can fit a baseball between.
Yeah. Mine. I literally could. I could not put my two fingers and separate them.
I taught myself.
I can't do it on this hand at all because I didn't practice with this hand.
You better wreck yourself before you wreck yourself,
James. I got a counter argument. So back to Star Trek. I think you're right. I think the most recognizable character is probably Spock, but I think it's probably on the level of, and I don't know, but probably the level of Chucky. It's not. It's not.
No.
I think they know the ship.
Yeah, the ship. It's the Enterprise. The Enterprise is the most recognizable character. And
completely 100%. 1,000. Yeah, agree.
I mean, you might not.
They'll know that.
Yeah. Because you're going to have a lot of people say stuff like Dr. Spock.
Because that's the one thing Star Wars doesn't have. Like, if you're a diehard fan, you know what Boba Fett's ship looks like. You know Darth Vader's TIE Fighter. You know that. But
they may know TIE Fighters, X-Wings, and maybe the Death Star, but they won't. I don't know that it's the same as
what I'm saying is it's not the same as the some bitch.
What are you doing? What are you clicking?
You got stuff popping over there.
I'm sorry. I gotta quit. I gotta fidget and I need to quit.
Where are we at in order? Because I have one more.
You're next. James went on a tangent.
I hate that I'm doing fucking horror this whole time. And, you know, behind me is a really good example. There's two.
Kool-Aid Man?
No.
I would say Kool-Aid Man is one.
Kool-Aid Man's one.
It's, yeah, but I mean, it's not really from a movie.
No,
The Muppets tonight with my kid, and he only likes Muppet Babies. I can't get him into the Muppets. You think Kermit's one?
Yeah.
Think they'll know what
Kermit
and Miss Piggy is.
Did y'all see Kermit perform with Willie Nelson 2 days ago?
No.
Kermit, they had Kermit on stage with Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's what, 91 now? I may be
in place.
He's in his late 80s, early 90s.
It should have been Animal.
And they performed It's Not Easy Being Green because Kermit shared it on social media and said, I'd like to thank Willie for inviting me on stage with him to perform. And they had the video. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be honest with you. If I got to see Willie Nelson, they're like, and introducing Kermit the Frog, I'd lose
I would
my
shit
ever
my pants.
Loving mind. Like, it literally would be like, I've never thrown my undergarments on stage before, but I might have to.
But I am throwing these shit-filled undergarments under my because I just shit myself, and I want you to know just how excited I am. I am throwing them on stage. I don't know. It not only was it catching my eye.
And Willie Nelson goes, sir, why are you wearing a thong?
The other one next to him is, I think a lot of people will maybe not know Robbie, but they know with the robot, and they've never seen Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, it's a classic robot.
I don't know if it's big, but here's my actual answer. I did it to you. But no, truthfully, I do mean that. And is Pennywise?
No, I don't see that one being a one.
I don't know, Chad. Now, you can make me make it into just evil clowns, but I think people know and never seen it. I don't know if they know with the name, but they know it.
James, you're muted.
You're on muted.
I hit my sub-mute button. Sorry. Here's my counter to that, because I agree. I think that people know evil clowns the same way they know the Adventurers archetype, right? Like the Indiana Jones, but there's some people that don't watch Indiana Jones. But if you go back and include H. Rider Haggard's, Alan Quartermain, blah, 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 like you could put up somebody in a sweaty shirt and a hat and say, what do they do? And somebody's going to go, oh, they're an adventurer, right? And it's because that archetype is present, but I don't, as much as I love Indiana Jones, he's not one of my favorite does. Everything. Not everybody is going to go, oh, Indiana Jones. They're going to go, oh, it's an adventure film because this person's dressed like this on the cover.
Yeah.
So I would agree. I think the clowns probably fall into that.
I wonder. I don't know. There's, man, that fucking clown's famous.
Oh, no, I agree. But I think the same thing is.
And that story, we talked about it before, that story works on every generation.
Yeah. Well, but I think the same way that my kids watched the original Poltergeist and the clown in that, right, is also
creepy clown. Yeah,
it's a creepy clown. So I think the creepy clown archetype, but I don't know if it's one character.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, who's next?
Me. And I'm going to do a twofer.
Chad, we're trying to do what?
Well, no, and the reason I got to do a twofer is because these two characters honestly are connected, even though they came from two separate places. They're connected. And if you've never seen a movie, if you've never seen a cartoon or a comic book.
Tell me more about these movies.
You know King Kong and Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close. It's a little harder now because I think a lot of people have watched the newer movies.
But I also
There's a lot of people, but there are people who haven't. But you still show them a giant gorilla. Go, oh, that's Kong. Or, you know, well, the giant lizard, that's Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or Donkey Kong.
Which was King Kong.
Kong.
They had to translate it into America and there was loss.
I will still argue that they'll say King Kong over Donkey Kong.
But no,
I'm not saying that they won't. I'm just saying,
you're wrong. Next.
I agree with you, Chad, and here's why I agree with you. Austin Powers. Powers has that scene. I think in the second one, who shagged me, where literally the entire joke is they cut to people running away in different parts of the world as Dr. Evil's plan, and it cuts to Japan, and they have somebody go, Godzilla, and then somebody literally walks up behind them and goes, that's not Godzilla. Should we run away like it is Godzilla? Yes, we should, and they run, right?
Yeah.
They never show a lizard. But you get that joke because you immediately tie. So I would agree. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
the cult. And by the way, the fact that it's in American culture and it's not an American creation is that much more impressive.
Those two characters, even when they're not being called by name, they appear in so many pop cultures. Like, you know, they will appear like on The Simpsons. There will be King Kong or Godzilla. You know, if there's something rampaging in an archetype, it's going to be Kong or Zilla. I don't know why I said Zilla.
Zillow.
I'm looking up real estate.
I mean, I just think even if you've never seen one of those. You say killer, you say King Kong, you're, oh, giant gorilla, or, you know, Godzilla, it's a giant lizard, run. I just think those two characters have far surpassed their actual source material.
So, killer clowns, giant creatures, horrific monsters, a spaceship.
I've got three or four more, but I know those will be my honorable mentions.
Actually, I was going to say, I've got one that you actually just brought up, Chad. The Simpsons. Because if you take anybody and make them animated style, but you make them yellow, what did you do to them? You Simpsonfied them.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, I don't know. It's everywhere. It is so, of course, they've been around for 4 years?
Now what are we looking at? 3-4 generations that have grown up or had access to The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least three.
I think even if you're not a Simpsons fan, and I know several people that aren't, but they know, if you say The Simpsons, they know very much what you're talking about. They may not watch it. They may not like it. But they know The Simpsons, even though they don't know The Simpsons.
True.
So, okay. Yeah, that's another one.
All right. Honorable mentions.
You and me go?
Yeah, you go, and I'll
did 16 in the last one.
You may have not even seen a movie. You definitely, there are people who have never read the book, but they know the man who robbed from the rich and gave to the poor.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, Robin Hood is just one of those characters that people know. You show somebody with green tights and an arrow, hopefully they go Green Arrow, but more than likely they're saying Robin. They're Robin Hood.
If
it ain't that Steve Amell, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I've interviewed the bastard twice, and there's every chance that I might accidentally say Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And I know what a Green Arrow is, and there's every chance that I would say.
But now in the early season, he actually does go by the Hood.
Yeah, he goes, which is stupid. Just stupid.
Tell us what you really think.
I had so many issues with that show, but I watched every season except the last one. So Robin Hood, we said Frankenstein. I put Dracula up on that list as well. And then we met the only other comic book character other than Superman would be Batman and the Joker. I still say the Joker.
I would almost say the Joker over Batman.
I agree. I think the Joker. Well, I don't. They know what a Batman is, but I think the Joker is probably the epitome. Oh, man, oh no, it's Darth Vader then the Joker of probably the if you've seen it, knowing that it's a bad guy.
Yeah. And I wanted your opinions on these because I put these on here and I opted not to say them. The first one was me. I don't think they know the character. I think they know the man who says the phrase, "I'll be back."
They know Arnold Schwarzenegger, but
they don't associate that with the Terminator. Because I put the Terminator down.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
But I'm like, I don't think they know the Terminator. I think they know Arnold Schwarzenegger saying that line. Like,
that's a good question.
All day long, but I don't think they know the source material.
I think I would agree with you there, though, because they built that into so many other things that he's done half jokingly that now it's linked to him more than it's linked to that character.
Yeah,
and Schwarzenegger is his own archetype, guys. I mean, even this, to go back to The Simpsons, I mean, McBain. It's just Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was Rocky. I think people kind of know.
You.
Yeah. And they know they can scream, Adrian, but they've never seen the movie.
Yep. I think you're right. Yeah.
James was asking me a question earlier about advising, and there was a student, she was very smart, and it reminds me because we're friends on Facebook, and I didn't advise her. She's been graduated from law school, and now she's married and pregnant, so won't say her name, but congratulations to her. However, we were going through movies and one day, and we just got along and was her advisor for several years, and she was asking me suggestions, and she'd never seen Rocky, and she went to watch it. And came back and said, how on earth can you watch that? What is he doing? Why is he doing that voice?
And then you told her wrong. She should have watched Rocky III.
No, I didn't tell her. No, okay. No.
We don't need to watch the hour and 25-minute music video.
Back to your point of people knowing lines from it, knowing the but not actually not watching it, and then watching it, and
So I've got one.
Another one, but I think a lot of people
that image. So that's what I was going to think about. I don't think the character is always well known as the scene. And let me give you an example: the jaws coming up. That the poster scene, so to speak, that's iconic, and people know that.
There's also the book cover.
Yeah, which I think people know more than. And I've got another parallel because I actually thought, oh, this character, but I'm like, no, it's not the character. It's the scene that the character does. People are is built into pop culture, and that's the Bond opening scene.
Yeah,
with the gun barrel, where it's trying, and you know, whoever's playing Bond at the time. Turns, fires, blood comes down, et cetera, right? Probably,
that guy falls weird. That's all I'm saying. Whoever shot, and by the way, how did the blood drip down in front of the gun hole? Nothing about that opening scene.
Well,
no,
it doesn't happen in every one. There's not blood in every one. Sometimes he just falls. And
it still happens, and it makes no sense. And even the fall in every single one is stupid.
Well, anyway, Chad, I'm glad that you created something more iconic. Anyway, but and so I to your point, Joe, I think that's one of the issues too, right?
And have you ever tried to turn the way James Bond does in a suit like that? It can't be done.
I've done that, but then I kept spinning, and I eventually became a centrifuge, a sexual centrifuge.
Yeah, I think we are at our
anyway,
end,
no.
gentlemen.
Anyway, no, to our point, I think there's characters that do it and there's scenes that do it and they're not always the same. Like, I'd love to say James Bond is that iconic, and he is an icon.
Yeah.
But he's not everybody's cup of tea, whereas, you know.
I will say that I forgot to put him on the list, but people will say Shake and Not Stir.
Stirred.
Yeah.
Well, so I've got one final one before we wrap up, and it's not a fictional character. Because I would say you could almost say Sherlock Holmes, but.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually made me think of this one. Albert Einstein. Very much a real person. But there's people that have never read a study by Einstein that refers to Albert Einstein. And sometimes, by the way, very condescendingly, right? Like it's an insult. Oh, way to go, Einstein.
Right,
but
absolutely.
You know Einstein. Everybody knows Einstein. So that's a real life character. A real life person that has became this cultural character as well. So that's the one that came to mind. I thought we'd actually do a real example before we closed out because everybody knows Einstein. Maybe soon everybody will know Oppenheimer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. I'm like, I'm so glad you didn't.
Were you hoping I'd say everyone knows OPP?
No. A person whose name means never mind.
Huh. Yeah. Anyway, I have no idea where.
I think we probably should end.
Yeah, let's go before we get canceled.
Right, this has been Bonehead Weekly Fun. Bonehead Weekly. What show am I doing now?
Just a regular one. Just a regular one.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh well, shit. I should.
Now
be
we're canceled, and he's got attorneys. Not good ones, but he's got them. Now we're double canceled. Why do I keep talking?
Why do you just not shut up? Grrrr.